The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
ASAC Money 105.5 presenting Money 2.0 and financial services expert Eric Ilovsky. It's real life lending on Money 2.0.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Lending. We are your Northern California show for what's new and true in mortgage finance and real estate. Celebrating our 11th year here on the air at Money 105.5. I started the show years ago because I was just tired of what I was hearing in the national media about the last economic event and hiccup in our economy that was going on. I wanted to provide you folks a place to come call, ask questions about what you can do and what you can't do in our local real estate market. So here we are. We've been in business for about 36 years, Essex Mortgage. We are a direct lender. We make all lending decisions in-house. We are the bank. Right now, I am Vice President of Northern California for Essex, as well as Broker CEO of Real Life Real Estate. So this is your one-stop shop to come call, ask questions about maybe you're in the middle of a refinance or purchase transaction. Maybe you just want a second opinion. Maybe you just want to ask a third party. We have a lot of ways to get a hold of us. 916-806-0606 is our text line. Again, 916-806-0606. Best part of my job, though, is sitting across your kitchen table from you folks and helping you buy that first home, maybe that first investment property. Got a call this week from a listener looking for a multifamily, so we're going to start that process as well. So there are no wrong questions in real estate, and we are your one-stop shop for answers. Joining me in the studio today is Mr. Eric Esposito. Hey, Eric.
Hi, Eric, number one.
I know. It's my other brother, Eric. You know, Eric, remind everybody who you are and what you do.
Yeah, my name is Eric Esposito. I am dual licensed. I'm a realtor and lender, realtor, real life real estate, and lender with Essex Mortgage. And I'm also licensed in Illinois for loans as well, which I got a couple working right now.
Yeah, for those of you folks that are maybe thinking about moving out of state or investing out of state, we are licensed in all 50 states. We have several, I'd say probably 25 to 30% of our business right now is folks looking to park their money in another state. Or maybe make that move. So please let us help you with that. And the greatest thing about that is we also have a network of real estate agents throughout the country that we can pre-screen, find you an agent in the a city that you're looking to move to or purchase in, and we'll help you with that as well. Just give us a call at 916-806-0606, and we'll start that process. You know, Eric, it is it's unique. Here we are at the mid-season, probably the peak of June being tomorrow. Of our season, and believe it or not, home prices are actually trending up, you know, the last few months, which is contrary to everybody's doom and gloom that we heard the first part of the year. You know, you're in the trenches out there. What have you been seeing this last week?
Oh, man, it's a dogfight out there. I've had I was working with – we're going to be closing soon. I was doing both the real estate side and lending side for these buyers, and we probably put in, man, 8 or 9 offers. And then I talked to them, and I was like, look, we got to get aggressive. We got to get creative. And so we found this property. They loved it. Mm-hmm. Like, they had a fire for it. And I told them some ideas on how to make it creative, strong,
it's tough getting offers accepted for anything under $500,000 these days.
It is. And especially they were having an open house on the week over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And we put the offer in, I think, on like Wednesday or Thursday. And we wanted to get it accepted prior to that open house. And we got real creative. We got really competitive, and they ended up accepting our offer. And then we got clear to close in 11 days.
Yeah.
We had a 21-day close on it, and we're going to be early.
Yeah. And that's just awesome. And I think what we're seeing is, let's face it, we started this year thinking that this was the year of our first-time home buyer, right? Mm-hmm. The down payment assistance programs were great. They're not really – those first-time home buyers don't really care about, you know, and I wouldn't say don't really care, but aren't sensitive to the high and climbing interest rates because they're using a lot of the down payment assistance programs out there. And it was really kind of trending towards being a buyer's market. And then here we are, the lack of inventory and the stop of inventory, and kind of really turned the tides back to a seller's market. And it's been really, really tough for those offers under $500,000 and those buyers out there, because we've seen 10, 15 offers on properties. We had 60,000 over ask, and I know we got beat out a couple times, right?
Yeah.
On a couple of those properties.
Yeah. Yeah, I was doing extra, like, earnest money deposit. Yeah, and I was doing, I think on one of them, we were like 35 or 40,000 over asking, and we didn't even get countered.
Right. And you know, with the exception of yesterday, and I think the biggest reason for that is sellers are just holding their cards close right now. They don't really want to move unless they're moving out of state or a life change happens where, you know, they like their 2 or 3% interest rate. But we are seeing more stuff come on the market right now. And like you said, we're having success. So, folks, if you're listening out there and you might have been – you're thinking about getting frustrated and you're thinking it's 2021 again – where we saw, you know, a whole group of buyers and those crazy numbers over ask, I think right now is that we've got some great relief coming. Yes, interest rates, believe it or not, are approaching back a 7% again, with the exception of yesterday. But I still want to, you know, be positive in that interest rates are still historically low. And I think that's the thing that we have to use, and you have to use, and that saying that we used to use, and I know that everybody's giving me a hard time for it, is remember the date the rate, marry the house. Well, you know, you can date that rate, but it may be a long relationship. You know, that date you may be engaged for a while because, you know, we can't tell where interest rates are going to go. We saw some relief over the last 2 days when we thought we had a deal with the national budget and our debt ceiling elimination. And we won't talk politics, but, you know, the market got a little bit better the last 2 days. And today it's kind of it's kind of neutral. I just think that right now, you know, if you're paying rent, it's 100% interest. That's what you got to keep telling yourself, right?
Oh, yeah. It is 100% interest, and it's. I wouldn't say it's exactly as much as, like, a mortgage would be,
right?
But it's comparable. And honestly, I would say qualifying to rent is more difficult than qualifying to get a mortgage. You know, that whole, like, 1.5 times the rent per month income,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people need a co-signer. And you could do all that just to buy a house, and right. It probably take less than 1.5 months income.
And I just think that, you know, like we tell everybody, it's yeah, homeownership is great historically, building wealth, but you got those tax advantages and all the other great things with becoming a homeowner, and that it definitely will offset. And let's face it, folks, you know, when the market was super high, a lot of landlords cashed out, right? Mm-hmm. They sold those investment properties. So our rental market is smaller inherently here in the Sacramento region, and our renters pool is larger. So it's tough to get a rental. Something comes on the market, and I've got friends that are property managers, that something comes on the market, it's gone, and they have 25, 30 applications within an hour for that one rental unit. So, and again, you know, interest rates are interest rates. It's where they are. But, you know, I have a history of mortgage rates, which I've talked about over the years. Now, how'd you like to buy a house in 1981 where mortgage rate is 16.63%? Can you imagine what your payment's going to be at 16%? It's like a credit card, putting your house on your credit card.
Yeah, right.
As recently, 1990, 10.13%. 95, you know, 7. Almost 8%. Then we trended down. Then we trended up in 06. And we didn't really get some relief into the lower interest rates until 2012 or so. And that lasted right around until 2021. And here we are, 2023. Can I say that interest rates are going to get to 2 or 3% again? I just don't see our world economy doing that right now. We're just printing a whole bunch of money. The best thing you could do is start. And the cost of waiting could be a lot more. You know, everybody kind of put the brakes on when interest rates hit 5. Remember, Eric?
Oh, yeah. Yeah? Oh, it was like,
oh, I'm not
crisis,
buying now. Interest
man.
Rates are 5%. Yeah. I'm going to wait until it's get down to 2%.
Yeah, it
well,
was nuts.
Here we are at 7, approaching 7%. And you could have saved yourself 2% a year. And that's some substantial dollars. So the best thing I could advise folks right now is to start that process. And one of the things I want to touch base on is about getting – that pre-approval done. We know, you know, most of the folks, they think that, you know, buying a house is a treacherous thing. And the best compliment that we get is, hey, that wasn't that bad, or hey, that was really easy. And all it takes is to pick up the phone, jump on the website, and just start that application. One of the things that you're dealing with Essex Mortgage is we are a direct lender. Your application, we're going to start and do a fully underwritten pre-approval prior to you even going out and Eric starts showing you houses. So you're going to know exactly what your payment's going to be at that purchase price. You're going to know exactly what out-of-pocket expenses you're going to have, if any. You're going to know exactly what down payment assistance programs that you qualify for. You're going to know what programs you can qualify for if we do a little tweaking on your credit or maybe come up with some additional funds. We're going to talk to mom and dad, grandma and grandpa about maybe getting a gift to help you with down payment or closing costs. And we're going to work out a strategy, like Eric just mentioned, you know, getting his clients in contract on in a really, really competitive market right now in that price point. And finding out what the seller wants. You know, we used to call it the Magnum PI approach, but now there's a bunch of young folks like you that don't know who
Magnum
PI is.
I just never watch it. It's always on at like 4 in the morning.
So it's know your seller. Find out what they want, what works for them, if they need a rent back, if they need a longer escrow, if they need a super short escrow. You know, we can get something done in 10, 14 days. So that's just all about the process. But one of the things you can do is just, folks, pick up the phone. Jump, give us a call, 916-806-0606, and start that process today. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk a lot about today, about a lot of things we see. We're going to get to some a lot of text questions that we've had over the weeks. But we're going to talk about some new things that we have coming out, a new product, some new second programs. And I think that's the most important thing, is just talking about what's available now and how to make your real estate portfolio better. All right, folks, I think we're going to break here. Again, our text line is 916-806-0606. That's 916-806-0606. We'll be right back after this. Hello, everybody. It's Eric Olofsky, host of Real Life Lending. Let's make this year the year you stop paying your landlord's mortgage and start making the investment in yourself. Everyone's talking about rates increasing, but rates are still historically low. So why don't you lock in your rate today and fix your cost of housing for the next 30 years? Get pre-approved today by calling me at 916-806-0606. And even if you've been turned down by another lender, bear in mind that Essex Mortgage is the bank and all lending decisions are made in-house. Essex Mortgage has several down payment assistance programs that will allow 100% financing for your new home purchase. We have programs for self-employed borrowers, jumbo, VA, FHA, and reverse mortgages for those over the age of 62. Call me today at 916-806-0606. That's 916-806-0606, or find me online at reallifelending.com.
Essex Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 70377. DRE 936013. Eric Olofsky. NMLS 288343. Loans made or arranged pursuant to California Financing Law License 603G833.
Hi, this is the co-host of Real Life Real Estate and luxury realtor Christina Manuel. Whether you're thinking about buying or selling a home, I can help. From the city to the suburbs, buyer and seller opportunities are better than ever in our region. We have many pre-approved buyers looking for their dream home today. I have a strategic marketing plan that attracts thousands of home buyers with radio ads, professional photography, 250 online platforms to reach the largest buyers pool for your property. If I don't sell your home, you can cancel at any time. Listen, guys, buying or selling a home does not have to be stressful. So call me today at 916-251-6414 or visit reallifere.com for more info. Real estate is the key to building wealth, and our team will get the job done for you no matter what. So call or text me for all of your real estate needs. I'm always available, 916-251-6414. That's 251-6414. Stop paying your landlord's mortgage today. Christina Manuel, California BRE number 02001226. Real Life Real Estate number 02034422.
Now, back to Eric Olofsky on Money 2.0.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life Lending and Real Estate. My name's Eric. I'm here with my Mr. Eric Esposito. He is a loan officer extraordinaire as well as a realtor with Real Life Real Estate. And before the break, last segment, we were kind of talking about some of the success that Eric's had writing offers for his clients and just the amount of a thought that goes in and strategy that goes into writing an offer these days. But one of the things I think that we always mention in our show is that our market adapts. And, you know, what's new in our industry right now? You know, Eric, one of the things that we get asked all the time is that, you know, that we're starting to do as well here at Essex Mortgages, we're going to be allowing co-signers on all types of mortgages. That means conventional, FHA, govies, things like that. And a lot of times people ask us, well, what's the difference between a co-borrower and a co-signer? And I think it's really important because, you know, especially with the home prices rising, a lot of times or maybe somebody's right out of school, they don't have the income to qualify, they might need a co-signer like they do for a car. Well, co-borrower is somebody, meaning whether it's a non-occupied co-borrower or a co-borrower, meaning that you're going to be on the deed, you're going to be on the loan. If you're on the co-signer, if you're just a co-signer, you're on the loan, but you're not on the deed of the house. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. So I think those are the two different things. And The difference is cosigners. If you're just going to cosign for a loan, it's just like kind of like cosigning an auto loan. You have to have a primary residence of your own, and you will not be on the deed of trust, and you won't be on title, but you will be on the loan, as opposed to a co-borrower where you're either living in the property or you're actually a non-occupied co-borrower, which we've done with quite a few in the past, where parents helping children out in the past to help our folks, close family members. So that's the kind of the difference between the two, and we're starting to do that on both conventional and government loans. Do you get asked about that a lot, Eric?
I don't really. I've brought it up to a few people, and it's really kind of a shock, I feel. It's weird because co-signing for an apartment, no one really thinks anything about, but like for a house, I think the big conversation to have is to let them know, you know, because there could be that thought like they own part of the house or, you know, they get some of that equity.
They would normally in a co-borrowing situation.
Difference, there's going to be a little more comfortability because a lot of people just fear the unknown, right? That's why people don't like reaching out to get pre-approved. Right. They don't want to know, really. And so if you kind of educate them a little bit on the difference, I think it gets them a little more comfortable.
I also think co-signing is kind of an advantage because what it does, it if you're not on a deed to the house, that you're still a first-time home buyer.
Right.
So you're able to go out and take advantage of some of the first-time home buyer programs out there. And I think that's key. But obviously, you know, as a parent of two daughters, do I want to have hundreds of thousands of dollars on my credit report? And how do I discount that if I want to be able to eliminate that debt, if I want to qualify for something else? And so we explain to folks like that, whether you're actually co-signing or co-borrowing, if we have – all you have to really do is wait 12 months. If we have 12 months of canceled checks or payments from the whoever you're co-signing for and proving that it's coming out of their account, we can remove that payment from your liability section when you go to buy your house. So, again, it's important for us to explain these things. And even when it comes to something, whether it's co-borrowing, co-signing, or gifting, how many questions do we get about gifting? In fact, I was on the phone Sunday last night with a dad who was going to gift some funds. And, you know, everybody thinks, well, I'll just write him a check or I'll just give him, you know, 10 grand cash I had in my safe. Unfortunately, there's a right way and a wrong way to gift. And those are the things that we always have to explain to folks because everything has to be documented and paper trailed. So that's kind of what's new here at Essex is doing the co-signing piece of it. But we also have our community mortgage that I wanted to talk about. And this is kind of a cool – kind of a flashback to days gone by where we actually buy a home with no income and no income documentation, not even anything and any employment put on the application. Income's not even stated, so there's not even a stated income. There's nothing written on the 1003 on the application. Loan to value up to 80%, purchase or rate and term refinance. You have to have a 640 FICO score, and it's kind of perfect for self-employed borrowers, maybe a small business owner, maybe your seasonal work. You don't have a continuous work throughout the year, gig workers, real estate investors. We know a ton of them that are using this product. And maybe owners or employees of an all-cash business. This is kind of perfect for that. So it is kind of a throwback from the old stated days, but it's not stated. So maybe you're a business owner, and if you got 20% down, this is the way to go. I'm a fan of Path of Least Resistance. So, Eric, if somebody wants to learn about this product, how do they get a hold of you?
They could call or text me at area code 630-531-0491.
Again, if you have 20% down, you can purchase a home with a 640 FICO score, and we're not going to ask one income question on the application. And I think this kind of ties in with and again, this is for primary residence and second homes. So this is primary residence, second homes. There's another no income documentation loan that we have for investment property called our DSCR loan, which is basically if the rent will cover 1-to-1 the principal, interest, tax, and insurance on the rental, you're good to go. So, I mean, these things are path of least resistance. If you have maybe 16 small businesses and 16 tax returns and they're really complicated, this is kind of what we use in that situation. So, again, if you want to learn more about those programs, Eric, how does somebody get a hold of you?
They could call or text me at 630-531-0491.
All right, we got some text lines, text questions coming in. I wanted to get to those. Here's one, Eric, that came in last week. I need to improve my credit before I apply and buy a home. Do you recommend any companies to help?
not right off the bat.
No, I don't refer any third party company, and especially credit repair companies, because we get approached all the time. Normally, what we do is you want to kind of explain what we do?
Yeah, so first and foremost, we need to see the credit report. We got to pull your credit.
All three bureaus.
Yeah, and we could actually go ahead and do a rapid rescore, which will tell us, you know, kind of how to adjust what balances pay off what. Sometimes they even want you to put a balance on something.
Right.
And it'll end up knowing the algorithm of the credit report, and it'll change your credit score to a predicted score. And as long as you do that and send me the paperwork, we could go as if that's your score. It actually happened to me with someone that wanted to buy a home. They necessarily didn't qualify at time of offer, but mm-hmm. they did everything I said, and they were more than qualified by the time we went close to escrow.
Yeah, that's, I think, you know, why pay somebody? Because honestly, here's the thing about credit repair companies. I've never truly been a fan, and like I mentioned, we get approached all the time. If it's a true derogatory, something that you missed, it's going to come back always. You may get it removed for a short period of time from that collection company, but I guarantee you that collection company is going to sell it to a third party, another collection company, and it's going to show up again. So I think, and I've actually had that happen where we've been in contract after somebody had used a credit repair company, and the week we're supposed to close, something popped up again that was taken off previously, and it killed the deal. So again, one of the things that we can do is we can do, like Eric mentioned, is kind of do some predictors. It's kind of like you guys all have on your consumer, you know, whether it lets you adjust if you pay down your cards or pay down to this balance, it'll tell you a score. We do it with the company we actually pull credit from, mm-hmm. and it's actually almost 100% accurate,
yeah.
Down to the point of where we can get your FICO score at. So again, it's something that we do. We don't really charge for it, and I would start that way first to try to see what we can do. And again, we may just need an extra 5 points to get you a better interest rate because there's certain breaks on interest rates, or maybe even qualify for the down payment assistance program. We might need a certain score. So there's a ton of things that we can do. And honestly, don't be ashamed of anything that's on your report. I guarantee you, Eric.
Please don't trust. Any of those free credit score sites, like yeah. Credit Karma or anything.
What do you
like
mean?
That.
It says I have a 790. Why
yeah,
are you pulling
man.
A 661?
You get what you pay for there, I
but
tell you.
But it's a different algorithm. And whether you're – and I have had people pull their phones out and show me their credit card estimate of their score mm-hmm. that they just do their score on. And every – whether you're pulling for a mortgage, whether you're pulling for an auto loan, a credit card – any type of other pre-approval, there's a different algorithm, and you're going to get a different
scale.
Score. You're going to get a different score for all of those.
Yeah.
And I've actually seen a 100-point swing between a mortgage score and a auto loan score. So, and that's one of the things that we're going to be fully open and show you all three bureaus. And what mortgage companies do, we use the middle bureau, middle score, to qualify you, a middle score of all borrowers normally. And sometimes we can blend that, mm-hmm. Depending on the product that we use. But it's just again, our job, like we say in the beginning, is to educate you about the process and give you that power of knowledge on one of the largest investments you're ever going to make. So again, sometimes it takes some tweaking. Like I started to mention, is don't be ashamed of anything on there. I guarantee you, I've either experienced it myself, went through it, or we've seen it 6 times today.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's the thing that folks need to get out of that. If you're honest with us, we can figure out a solution.
Well, and I could save people a lot of time and money. I've done that credit repair thing in the mm-hmm. past because, you know, I went to college and
sure.
had fun. And there's no promises that it's going to get better. That's the other thing, is that first off, they're going to dispute all of your accounts right away, mm-hmm. and you can't get a mortgage with disputes.
It's a letter sending campaign. Yeah.
Right. And so on top of that, they're just trying to wash your payment history. There's no promise of that. So you could be spending all this money for no improvement versus calling me, and I can just let you know, hey, here's what we got to do to get to here.
Right. I think that's really important. And again, if you want to start that process, just jump on the application site. Eric, how's somebody get a hold of you again?
They could call me or text me at 630-531-0491.
All right, folks, so when we come back, we're going to get to some more of your text questions. We're going to talk about our standalone seconds, that if you have that low interest rate, you can still keep it and still take some cash out of your home. All right, folks, again, our text line is 916-806-0606. We'll be right back after this. Hello, everybody. It's Eric Olofsky, host of Real Life Lending. Let's make this year the year you stop paying your landlord's mortgage and start making the investment in yourself. Everyone's talking about rates increasing, but rates are still historically low. So why don't you lock in your rate today and fix your cost of housing for the next 30 years? Get pre-approved today by calling me at 916-806-0606. And even if you've been turned down by another lender, bear in mind that Essex Mortgage is the bank and all lending decisions are made in-house. Essex Mortgage has several down payment assistance programs that will allow 100% financing for your new home purchase. We have programs for self-employed borrowers, jumbo, VA, FHA, and reverse mortgages for those over the age of 62. Call me today at 916-806-0606. That's 916-806-0606, or find me online at reallifelending.com.
Essex Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 70377. DRE 936013. Eric Olofsky, NMLS 288343. Loans made or arranged pursuant to California Financing Law License 603G833.
At Metal Supermarkets, we're all about getting you and your crew to quit in time sooner. That's why our service is a cut above. You see, no matter the project, we'll get you to the right metal, shape, and grade. Cut to any size, ready real fast. And yeah, we'll deliver, leaving plenty of time for the important things, like opening an ice-cold can of aluminum. Metal Supermarkets. Order online at metalsupermarkets.com.
DQ presents how to get the most from your next DQ treat run. Step one, grab the new Oreo Brookie Blizzard. Step two, dig in. That's it, because this triple-decker treat has brownie and cookie brookie pieces, plus Oreo pieces. Oh, that's a mouthful of DQ goodness in every red spoonful. Guess it's time for a treat run, because the Oreo Brookie Blizzard is here for a limited time, only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
In the heating and air conditioning business, the state of California has millions of regulations. But surprisingly, almost nothing when it comes to the technical knowledge required of a heating and air technician.
That means they can send a salesman to your home that looks like a true technician but knows next to nothing when servicing your heating and air system. His only focus is to sell you a new one. That'll never happen with Big Mountain's 2-for-1 rejuvenation of your heating and air system. With our 2 to 3 hour truly comprehensive 2-part service of both your furnace and your air conditioner with a written guarantee against breakdown, or the service will be free all year long. Total cost $78, or save $2,500 on a brand new heating and air system plus an additional $500 rebate. Replace your old R22 system. Details at 916-378-4662 or
BigMountainAir.com.
Sacramento's home for intelligent talk.
From hosts like Mike Gallagher and Mark Levin.
Sacramento's
Money 105.5 and the Money 105.5 app for your smartphone.
And at iHeart, TuneIn
and Odyssey.
Money 105.5. KSAC.
The airing of this program by this station is not an endorsement or recommendation by the station of the products or services discussed in the program. The station does not guarantee the results of any investments made by a listener to this program.
Now, back to Eric Ilofsky on Money 2.0.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life Lending and Real Estate. My name is Eric Ilofsky. I'm here with Eric Esposito. And we're going to continue with all of our text questions that we haven't gotten to over the past few weeks. But one of the things that I wanted to touch on, because I got a call from a listener this week asking about reverse mortgages. You know, we've all worked really hard for our house over the years that we've owned them. And some of us may have, you know, struggled making that payment, but we're able to do it because we were working for something larger as an investment. Well, now that we have inflation going up and we have the cost of everything and just living and our utilities and food and gas and all those things are going up, you know, one of the things that I'm getting a lot of calls for right now is that some folks are having a hard time meeting their monthly obligations. And one of the things that, you know, I think has been really underutilized and is now being actually referred to me by a lot of financial planners in the area is, you know, if you're over 62, it's time to let that house work for you. You've been working for it all these years. And in some cases, we can place a reverse mortgage and eliminate that principal and interest payment for you for as long as you're on the face of this earth and your spouse. So, I mean, that's just one way. Yes, we can eliminate. We can provide a line of credit to use as you want. We can provide monthly income. That's just a standard refinance of an existing mortgage or a free and clear home to eliminate and give you income. One of the things that I think is becoming more and more used, Eric, is that people are using a reverse mortgage for purchase because they might be on a fixed income and maybe they want to move out of state, which, again, is a lot of our business right now. Or maybe they want to move closer to family members, but because they're on a fixed income, they can't qualify for a traditional mortgage or even some of the Alt-A programs that we have. So one of the things that you can do, and it's really – this is one of the things we educate real estate agents on, is you can use a reverse mortgage to purchase a home. And you never will make – buy a brand new house, never make a principal and interest payment on it as long as you live. And I think it's great, especially for those – because let's face it, you know, maybe grandma and grandpa want to buy a place next to their grandkids, but they can't qualify for a house in that neighborhood with traditional mortgage. But let's just say, you know, you can use it for a purchase. Let's just say you sell your current home for $350,000. You know, you're paying commissions and closing costs. You pay off an existing mortgage of $100,000. So what you walk away from that $350,000 is about $222,000. But you want to buy another house closer to the kids, grandkids, for $350,000. So you're short about $128,000. You know, basically, you buy that house, you move that your down payment over, and you move that your existing proceeds over from the sale, and a reverse mortgage would lend the missing $210,000 down payment, and to complete the purchase for you. And yeah, still have actually would only need you still have money left over, and you would never make a payment on that house again. So it's really advantageous for folks, and a reverse mortgage is so unique for every type of borrower out there, depending on your age, what you owe on the property. And it has become so consumer-friendly and so consumer-driven that there are so many guidelines and checks and balances in that process of actually getting a reverse mortgage. Eric and I can't even take an application from you until we show you the benefits. All we need are your name, your birthday, and the address, and if you owe any money on it. We would show you the benefits of what a reverse mortgage could do for you. Then you have to take a class by HUD, which can be done over the phone or online, and listen to a HUD counselor go through the benefits and the disadvantages and all the pieces of the reverse mortgage ins and out to make sure that we're telling you the right things. Then after 7 days after you complete that course, can we start the application process? So it's very protective of our older citizens out there, and I think it's a really cool piece that might be missing in somebody's financial plan. So again, you've worked so hard for your house over the years. It's time to let the house work for you. And I think it's, you know, Eric, it's becoming more and more of a product that I think we're going to see people take advantage of.
Oh yeah, especially with home prices. People from the Bay Area,
right,
especially where they just are flushed with cash after a sale. And you know, given just our healthcare in general,
mm-hmm,
you know, a lot of people that maybe need, you know, medicine and
they
all
want to
that
save their
stuff.
Cash.
Yeah, know? They.
I don't want to pay cash for a house.
Yeah, exactly. And they want to be able to kind of offset the expenses by gaining kind of another income stream in a different form.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of myths about a reverse mortgage, and this is why we always work. You know, if some folks want to include the heirs, kids, and grandkids in this decision, some are really standoffish. It's my house. I'll do what I want. But I think there's a lot of myths out there, and one of them is the bank takes title to your home in a reverse mortgage. That's absolutely not true. It's the same lien as on a forward traditional mortgage. Your name's on title. The bank's just a lien holder, so you're not giving up title to your home. In fact, if you want to sell or refinance out of the reverse mortgage, the bank just sends you a payoff, and the escrow company pays it off, and you move on. So there's no difference there. The bank receives part of my equity when the loan is repaid. That's absolutely not true. Another myth is that children will lose their inheritance. You know, that's absolutely not true. In fact, a reverse mortgage these days will protect some of the value of your home. Let's say you owe 150% of what the house is worth upon your death. Your heirs can actually buy that house for under market value should they want to keep that home in the family. So there's, again, it's so personal. And again, if you want to learn more about it, give me a call at 916-806-0606. That's 916-806-0606. Doesn't take a lot of information, just to see if it will do you any good. Hey, Eric, here's a question from the line. Is a pest inspection required by the lender?
No.
Unless?
Unless it's a VA.
That's right. Say that again.
Unless it's a VA.
Yeah. Normally, lenders don't want to see any type of pest inspection.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, on, you know, most of the time, if it's not mentioned in the contract, we won't want to see it. The only time we'll want to see a copy of a pest inspection is if the appraiser calls something out, like the floor is leaning or
yeah,
sagging.
I mean, it has
or
to be pretty noticeable.
Or you can see the missing dry rot on the beams outside the house.
Yeah.
So it's got to be noticeable and something that he calls out in the appraisal. Otherwise, we wouldn't want to see it. Now, VA is completely different. VA requires a clear pest by close of escrow. There's some been changes on that recently. Is that
good changes?
Yeah. You want to talk about some of those?
Yeah. Well, so in the past, before, the buyer couldn't help the seller with repairs because you have to have
And even the veteran couldn't pay.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have to have a clear section for the for repairs on the inspection. And before, it was just, hey, seller has to fix it or we can't do a VA loan.
Right.
And now they're allowing the buyer, the veteran, to kind of throw some cash at it to be able to get it fixed.
Lender, we can all contribute to help that get that.
Which I'll tell you, in a market like back in 2021,
right,
where houses were flying off, that's what made VA like not as strong in people's minds until they did change it in 2021.
Well, I think there's a lot of old agents out there that just shy away from VA offers.
And honestly, it's crazy to me because I think that's one of the best loan programs out there for both parties.
Exactly. It's going to close. It's has the least default rate. But, you know, let's talk about inspections again really quick. Is sometimes, you know, you'll have I had a transaction on a beach house in North Carolina we were lending on, and inspection came great. Appraiser took some pictures and mentioned in his comments something that possible. He used the word possible. And that was a red flag for an underwriter. You got to remember when a bank lends money on a mortgage, the security instrument for that money is the property. So it can't have any health and safety issues. It has to be livable. It can't have missing appliances, broken windows, certain
holes
things like that,
floor.
Holes in the floor, things like that.
Which I've dealt with recently.
Yes. And so sometimes an underwriter will call those things out. But again, normally, no. I think that it's our job to make sure that you're getting – and again, we're here to protect you as well as the security instrument. We want you to buy a house that's structurally sound and going to cause you no problems.
Yep.
Look at another one. Here's one. I want to buy a short-term rental. Is financing any different for that? God, I can't tell you. Everybody wants to be an Airbnb owner, right, and a VRBO renter these days. So there's been a lot flood. In fact, Airbnb, you know, it's kind of changed the whole dynamic of that platform lately because there's so many people getting on it. The answer is yes. If that particular property that you're looking at is not currently a short-term rental and there's not documented income like a short-term rental history, then a lender is going to use 30 days rents, which is going to be a lot less than you would get if you were renting it out, you know, mm-hmm, for 3 days. So I think that's kind of changing right now. In fact, our industry kind of changed last October where, you know, your rate would be much, much better on a second home than a investment property. And what did Fannie and Freddie do? Because so many people were buying properties as second homes and turning them into short-term rentals, they bumped their loan level pricing adjustments to almost be equal to that of an investment property. Remember I said in the beginning of the show that our market adjusts? And what they were finding out is, all right, people are buying these as second homes, getting a super low interest rate, and then turning them into a rental. And because of that, I think Fannie and Freddie kind of reassessed their risk on these properties and basically, you know, changed the dynamic of a second home purchase.
Yeah. And that's what people have to realize is that if the
you
rates
can't game
seem
the system. Yeah.
No, and if the rates seem a bit higher, you know, if you're comparing your single family residence primary to, well, why is his rate in a condo that much more? There are pricing adjustments to everything, and it all has to do with risk.
Investment properties are tough to cash flow right now. You know, clients want multifamily. You know, your rate's 8% on a multifamily. So if the rents aren't strong and you're going to have to go in and capitalize rents over the next 24 months, you're going to have some work for you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be hard to get those cap rates that were all adjusted. I have friends that, you know, are looking at, you know, multi-multi families like 10, 15, 20, 50 units that, you know, they're going to have to put more money down in order to get the debt service down to qualify for the loan. And that's just an aftermath of higher interest rates. Mm-hmm. So again, all you investors that have the super low interest rates on your multifamily, enjoy them, because I think that's going to be a thing. But one of the things that I think that I wanted to mention earlier on in this segment is that all you folks with 2 and 3% interest rates and you want to get cash out of your house, Essex Mortgage, we're now going to have a standalone in seconds. So we can get that second mortgage for you. You preserve that low interest rate first and take that cash out to do maybe those home projects and things like that. So that is brand new for Essex Mortgage. So if you're thinking about getting that second to preserve that first mortgage, that super low interest rate on your first, Eric, how does somebody reach you?
They can call or text me at 630-531-0491.
All right, folks. At that, I think we're going to come up on our last break of the hour. Again, folks, our text line is 916-806-0606. We'll get to your questions right after this. Hey, everybody. This is Eric Olofsky, host of Real Life Lending. Home values are rising, and homeowners have more equity than ever before. While that's great news, the cost of living and items we use every day are getting more expensive as inflation sets in. Most of us have worked years to pay the mortgage on our home. Maybe it's time for your home to pay you. If you're 62 or older, a reverse mortgage may help eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and provide a line of credit to be used for emergencies or maybe just to improve the quality of life. With a reverse mortgage, you retain title to your home. You can pay it off anytime like a traditional mortgage, and your heirs have the ability to pay off the loan below market value, even if your loan balance exceeds the value of your home. Call me today to learn if a reverse mortgage is right for you. 916-806-0606. That's Eric Olofsky with Essex Mortgage at 916-806-0606. Or you can find me online at reallifelending.com.
Essex Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 70377. DRE 936013. Eric Olofsky. NMLS 288343. Loans made or arranged pursuant to California Financing Law License 603G833.
As a truck driver, I've learned how important road safety is. I know that large trucks need more time and room to stop. That's why I always hang back and follow other vehicles at a safe distance. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, try to remember to always give trucks extra space when you merge in front of them. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
KSAC Money 105.5 FM and Money Experts, it's Real Life Lending. Now, back to Eric Olofsky on Money 2.0.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Life Lending. My name is Eric. I'm here with Eric Esposito, Realtor Extraordinaire and Loan Officer with Essex Mortgage. Before we get into some additional text questions, I wanted to talk about a property that we have for sale. This one just fell out. It's available back on the market. It was really hot. Due no fault to the seller or the property. We have an amazing estate up in Alta, California. It's 34900 Casa Loma Road. It was built in 2008. It is almost 16 acres. It's got a main house of just under 4,000 square feet, along with a shop with a two-bedroom apartment above it. So great for that ADU or that second income rental. And it is private. It has an amazing, amazing view. You're about an hour away from the ski resorts, up 80, maybe 45 minutes. And it's listed currently for 1.19. And this one went fast as soon as it hit the market. So we're back on market. If you guys are looking for something to get away, this is the spot. You want to come see it? Give me a call, 916-806-0606. We also have a commercial property listed up in Auburn on Grass Valley Highway. It is just under 2,700 square feet. It's a three-unit commercial. So I think it's vacant right now, so owner use can sweep in, or you can rent all three units yourself. It's on a little bit over a half an acre. It's right on the frontage of Grass Valley Highway. You know, even be perfect for an auto lot or just any type of business there that has lots of room to park trucks. And it is priced well. If you want to see that one again, give me a call at 916-806-0606. And that's one of the things I want to reach out to all of our listeners out there that we talk about the lack of inventory. Eric, I, our team, and all of our branches have, I can't tell you, probably 150 pre-approved buyers that are waiting to buy your house. If you're thinking about listing your house, Real Life Real Estate would love to meet with you.
I have a couple people looking for condos.
We have somebody that's ready to buy your home. We can make some type, and if you're a listener to the show, we'll make a listing agreement. We're going to give listeners to the show some credits. We'll list your house for a reduced rate. We will get this done quick and fast and get you out and moved on to your other property. So, give Eric a call. Eric, how's somebody reach you if you think about listing your house?
Area code 630-531-0491.
Or jump on to simple website, ericwillsell.com. That's Eric with a C, willsell.com. You'll see everybody's picture. And just let's start the process, because you know what? How great would it be not to have to worry about throwing your house on the market? We already have a buyer for you. We'll make an arrangement. We'll get it sold, and we'll get it done off market. With that said, folks, I just think now is the time. If you're thinking about maybe moving or investing out of state, I have properties in Nevada, North Carolina, Utah, Idaho that will cash flow day one. And if you want to learn about those, give me a call. I'm investing outside of the California. If you want to get some real life experience, I'm your guy. I'll walk you through the process. I'll let you know about all the mistakes that I made and the successes that I've had and how to make your next investment property half the tax you're paying here in California, half the insurance cost, and a little bit safer. And where other states are a little bit more tenant or landlord friendly than California. I can definitely tell you that. Eric, what else is going on these days?
Nada. It's nice seeing, even though the inventory's low, a lot of people are just fired up about home buying. Yeah. Man, I love when the weather gets warmer. You know, it's one thing is that even though a lot of people get, the ebbs and flows of real estate scare a lot of people, right? The home value goes down. What if home values go down? Okay, well, what's your plan about living in that home? Are you going to live in that home for 15, 20 years? And who cares?
Everybody said in 2000, 2010 that home prices were never going to be back to where they were.
And every time they've corrected, they've gone up. At the end of the day, say what you want to say. It's California real estate. Exactly. Somebody wants to live here. And so every time there's been a correction, you have seen it shoot right up after. Yeah. You are getting California real estate right now at a deal, whether there's 10 offers or not.
Yeah, I agree.
And rates can always change, but it's way harder to change the price of a home.
I agree 100%. And we have a lot of wants and needs talking about if you're thinking about listing your house. We have clients that are looking under $600,000 in Rockland, Roseville area. If you have something that you're thinking about listing or
I just
or
did that. That's a fight, man.
We have we have somebody that is pre-approved. They were making strong offers, and the last one we made last night, they took a cash offer for $50,000 over us. It's tough to compete with cash.
Yeah, same thing. We put a very strong offer in at a home offer in Rancho Cordova, and I got a call from the listing agent. She was super sweet, and she's like, "Sorry, we got a cash offer $30,000 over asking with all contingency." I'm like, "Go for it!" Yeah. Like even me, I'm like, "I get it."
No, I get it. And one of the things I've got a client looking for multifamily, whether it's a duplex, triplex, fourplex, 8-unit, 15-unit. I've got somebody that is ready to go. Multifamily in any three of our counties. If you have something or you know of something, give me a call, 916-806-0606. And just a note, I did get a text question last week about financing anything over 4 units. And let's remember, folks, anything 1 to 4 units can be purchased with a regular residential loan like we do here at Essex Mortgage. Anything over 5 units is considered a commercial loan, and more weight is put on the property rather than you as the borrower. Properties, commercial loans are all based on debt service, meaning that they're normal operating expenses. The rents have to be 125% of normal operating expenses and monthly expenses total. So if you want to learn more about that and more about investing, I'd love to talk to you. Give me a call. Back to our text questions. Eric, we got a lot of questions about there's probably 6 questions here about down payment assistance. You do a lot of those. How do those work?
I do, and honestly, they're super simple. And what's nice is that there's a lot of programs out there, and not just the ones offered by the state of California. We have our own, and that our own in-house ones. We're the direct lender. We make the decisions.
You don't have to be a first-time home buyer.
No income limits and no first-time home buyer.
Right,
which is huge. Actually, I have a couple of people in Illinois that are interested in it. So
and it's 100% financing.
100% financing. It's an FHA loan. And I'll tell you what, the DTI, which is your debt-to-income ratio, basically your monthly minimum payments over your monthly income, CalHFA only allows 45% hard stop, and we could go up to 55% with more lenient credit scores. So if there's someone out there that has a first-time home buyer, even not, that needs down payment assistance that maybe can't qualify for CalHFA, I beg you to give me a call or shoot me a text.
Exactly. And you know, we have other USDA, you know, any rural area, Auburn, Newcastle, Placerville, Shingle Springs, Rescue, all those areas will qualify for a USDA loan, 100% financing. Mm-hmm. And if you're a veteran out there, best loan product in our industry, you know, give us a call. We have a lot of our staff, volunteers at the local Veterans Administration. We know that product inside and out. We can help you get your certificate of eligibility. All it takes is a phone call. Just give us a call and pick up the phone. We'd love to.
We've helped people even get their benefit amount back.
We have.
And so, I think, that's a huge tool.
Right.
If you talk to anyone, trying to get a hold of the VA is a bit of a hassle.
Right.
And we get stuff turned over
pretty
quick.
We get it done really fast for you. With that said, Eric, we're coming up another minute or so left. One of the things I think is really, and I want to give some shout out to Eric, he has stepped up, and in a market that's been very challenging, he's been successful both on the lending side and the real estate side. So I just want to tell you folks out there that are looking for your next house or starting that process, that pre-approval process, you got to give Eric a call. He's going to work for you 7 days a week.
It's
I trust
fun,
him now. He's always calling me. You know, and he's got great questions, and he goes the extra mile. So give Eric a call one more time.
Yeah,
Eric.
Please give me a call, 630-531-0491. I will talk shop all day, man. I love what I do.
We have very understanding spouses in our industry.
We do, yeah. And, like, I'll be on my computer at 10:30, 11 o'clock at night, and I enjoy it, man. It's not work to me if you like what you do, and real estate's my passion.
Well, if you want to be part of our team, both real estate and lending, give me a call, 916-806-0606. I'll answer it, and I'll buy you a cup of coffee. Have a great week. We'll see you same time next week for Real Life Lending.
Star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.